ABC Goulburn Murray, it's a big day. Another big day in Wodonga. We've had so many different events. This is something quite special though. Junction Support Services will open a new youth space and we'll also name that space as well. To tell you more from Junction Support Services, CEO Megan Hanley is with you now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I mean, look, it's an exciting day today, but I imagine that there's been a lot of work going into this in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. Junction purchased this central building that used to be the Grove building in 2021, so it's been a big venture since then. And really we purchased this to provide a community space predominantly for young people. So today is an exciting day because all of that hard work has come together with a youth advisory group that has established the goings-on at the community space.
This is fantastic. So where Cafe Grove used to be, many people will be familiar with that spot. And it's just, it's a top spot, isn't it? I mean, it's right in the heart of things.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. It's in the heart of Wodonga. It's really accessible to people. It's right where the buses come and go. It's a precinct for other health and community service organisations. So we have secured a great location for young people. And we're looking forward to them to be able to use this space into the future.
And so what will they use it for? What's going to be happening in there?
Yeah, so for years young people in our community have been telling us that there is really nowhere that they can go where they can connect and socialise with other young people that's safe. This space is exactly that. It's giving back a space to the community of Wodonga where they can connect with other young people, socialise, be safe, as there's going to be staff on site where they have after school activities and events occurring. The Youth Advisory Group are a group of young people, so they're developing activities by young people, for young people, which is the core value of this youth space.
And what about that group of young people? Where have they come from, and you know what's prompting them to become involved?
Yeah, so it's the Yo 3690 Youth of Wodonga is a group of young people from all walks of life. They've had their own experiences, and they've just wanted to connect as well and give back to the community. So there's a group of young people that come together and establish the plans for the youth space. They've helped fit it out. They've helped engage with other young people and survey young people to determine what's needed for the youth space for their social connection.
And in terms of, you know, different activities and things like that, is there any sort of indication about what may be happening?
Yeah, so there'll be after-school programs. It will be guided by the young people, so quite flexible, but there'll be afternoons where there'll be cooking, skill development, and there'll be other people in the community coming in and engaging in activities with young people as well.
I love that idea. It hadn't even occurred to me about cooking and things like that, but those kinds of skills are fantastic for young people to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And into the future, and we've certainly spoken about it before, the idea is that the Grove site will also be a cafe, a social enterprise cafe, where young people can be educated and also gain employment.
Terrific. When will it be open? Obviously, we've got the opening this afternoon, but in terms of its running, you know, hours?
Yeah, so it will be opened as of next week. So, yes, launching today at 4:30 p.m. For the official opening, so we encourage everyone to be there at that time, and then activities will be commencing as of next week.
Okay, and will it be, you know, open a few days a week, or what's
the go with
that?
Yeah, we're just starting off with two afternoons a week, and the details of that can be seen on our socials and on our website. And then as we progress and have more engagement with young people, we'll be opening additional hours.
It certainly sounds like this is just the start, right?
Oh, absolutely it is, and we're really looking forward to what the young people, their own spin and how they develop this space into the future.
Terrific. What about the opening today? You mentioned that's at 4:30. What's going to be happening?
Yeah, so we've got 3 o'clock is when it'll all kick off, where there'll be some walkthroughs with people in the community, but 4:30 is the official launch. They'll be naming, they'll be launching the name of the space.
You're not going to give us a preview, are you?
No, so the young people will be doing that today, this afternoon, letting everyone know what the name has been called. It went out to the community for consultation, and a young person has named, and they've been the winner of the naming of this space. So we're looking forward to hearing that and announcing that this afternoon.
Fantastic. Well, if you're in Wodonga, no doubt you'll see some action at that sort of old Cafe Grove building, and now you know what it's all about. We'll keep in touch with you, Megan, to find out how things progress.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sandra.
Junction Support Services CEO Megan Hanley. Have a terrific day.
Thank you, you too.